AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden will visit East Palestine, Ohio tomorrow, a year after a Norfolk Southern train derailed, spilling toxins and forcing hundreds from their homes. Chris Hunsicker, the railroad's Northern Regional Manager for Environmental Operations and Incident Commander.
The majority of the soil removal work, you know, cleaning up the track work, removal of that soil, that's all been done for a few months now. We wrapped that up at the end of October.
Says the railroad will be there until the job is completely done. Deputy Border Patrol Chief Joel Martinez is on administrative leave over reports of misconduct. Fulton County, Georgia DA Fonnie Willis pushed back on what she calls lies about a romantic relationship with a lawyer she hired to investigate Donald Trump's alleged election interference in 2020. Trump's hush money trial will begin with jury selection on March 25th. Stocks closed higher today. This is ABC News. Tesla's electric pickup has only been in production for 3 months, but owners are already reporting issues.
The Cybertruck rusts, according to some owners. Early examples of the pickup, many of which only have a few hundred miles, have started showing small orange spots on the stainless steel body, which have been documented by owners and posted to online forums. But there is some debate over whether the spots are rust or rail dust, tiny iron particles often kicked up by trains. Experts say stainless steel is resistant to corrosion, but that it is not a stain-proof material. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
One state lawmaker is pushing a bill which could make Nebraska the first in the country to forbid out-of-state hedge funds and other corporate entities from buying up single-family homes to rent. Senator Justin Wayne says in his district, one Ohio company bought more than 150 homes with all cash offers, pushing homebuyers out of the market. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Eric Hovde plans to launch his campaign for U.S. Senate next week. That's what Hovde's campaign spokesman tells reporters. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is running for a third term. Wisconsin is a swing state as both major parties fight for control of the Senate this year. A last-minute amendment to Governor Evers' political maps bill might complicate elections this year. The legislature passed his maps the other day, but they wouldn't take effect until the November election. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard says that means any race before then would be held in unconstitutional districts.
Speaker Voss is in the middle of a recall, and we're not sure what maps he would run on. Additionally, in the Senate, Lena Taylor was just appointed to be a judge in Milwaukee. So we're down one member in the state Senate.
Evers has said he'd sign off on the maps as long as they weren't changed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers get things started. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers pitchers and catchers reporting today for the start of spring training in Arizona. After 9 years as the team's bench coach, Pat Murphy taking over as the team's manager. Brewers GM Matt Arnold made a trade, sending lefty Clayton Andrews to the Yankees. And in return, they pick up Joshua Quezada. He's a young right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers women's team hosted number 14th-ranked Indiana, but fell short 68-54. NBA. The Bucks play the Grizzlies in Memphis. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Heat. They struggled with shooting, defense, and unable to create turnovers. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers explains why.
You're not getting a lot of transition. You're not getting the ball out and running. Everything was half court, and we got stuck in the muck in half court. We never slowed them down offensively to ever have anything on our end.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Lows by daybreak should be near the 20-degree mark. We'll see increasing clouds overnight and a northwest wind. Plenty of clouds to start your Friday. Eventually, though, some breaks in those clouds in the afternoon. With highs in the upper 20s, we'll keep that northwest wind. Currently 26 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
There's nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. A lot going on in the world today. The Fonnie Willis, you know, shall she be dumped trial or hearing, I'm not sure exactly what it is going on in Georgia right now with Nathan Wade basically asserting that their romantic relationship began after they started working together to prosecute Trump and his 18 co-defendants. You know, we'll see where that goes. I'll keep you up to date on that. So far, the only big news out of that I've seen was when the person who was supposed to be the star witness, I guess, in this thing, basically said, I can't testify. I'm sorry, I'm a lawyer, and I'd be breaking confidentiality. And then the state, the Willis's office, or whoever's working for the state in this case, basically went after Attorney Merchant or Merchant and said, you know, she needs to be sanctioned. That didn't happen. So we'll see where this goes. Also in New York, the judge in New York, who's also named Merchant, interestingly, or Merchant, no T, he said that, now this is Trump's criminal case where he could go to jail for up to 4 years on each of over 20 counts, I believe maybe even over 30 counts, I'd have to look it up, but a whole bunch of counts here, of violating campaign finance laws. Basically, this was, you know, Trump, the Access Hollywood tape had come out, and America was like, whoa, is Trump really that bad? I mean, is he that kind of a sexual predator that you know, he talks about grabbing women and all this kind of stuff? And then it was, you know, the second shoe was about to drop, and that was, oh, by the way, he paid for sex with a porn star, $125,000. The story was going to be he had sex with a porn star. And then, of course, he paid her to not say anything, to refuse to speak to the issue. And that is being prosecuted by Alvin Bragg in New York as election interference. And it was. I think it's entirely reasonable to believe that if America had learned a week after, now this was just, you know, a couple weeks, two, 3 weeks before the election, that the Access Hollywood tape came out. And if America had, and you know, I think, frankly, that's why James Comey came out and trashed Hillary Clinton, you know, 3 days before the election, because this was a, you know, Hail Mary by the Republicans to put Trump into office. But had that story then come out about Stormy Daniels after the Access Hollywood tape, it would have crushed him. It really would have hurt him badly, particularly with the evangelical base. A porn star? I mean, just an affair would have been tough. But an affair with a porn star four months after your wife gave birth to your son? I don't think that would have flown. So anyhow, Judge Juan Merchant, Manuel Merchant, because the case in D.C. with Judge Chutkan, the federal case to prosecute Trump for trying to stay in office in 2020 when he lost the election by 7 million votes to Joe Biden. Because that case is now on hold because the Supreme Court is taking their sweet time right now, this case is going to go forward. And they're expecting that the trial could last up to 6 weeks. And he says, we're going to start it on March 25th. And Trump is squealing like a stuck pig right now. He's going, well, that's a Super Tuesday and the elections, and I'm a big shot, don't you know? But, you know, the judge just said, tough luck, Charlie. Tough luck. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, The NRA and GOP Broke America. How many dead children's voices must we hear? And, you know, I played this yesterday, but I want to play it again, Sean, if you can pull my computer up.
Well, I'm Joaquin Oliver.
There we go. And let me restart this. This yesterday was the sixth anniversary of the Parkland massacre. And the parents of some of the Parkland kids hired an AI company, fed it old recordings of their children. And then the AI company created this new audio from their children's voices, using their children's voices. And it's pretty powerful stuff. Here it is.
6 years ago, I was a senior at Parkland. Many students and teachers were murdered on Valentine's Day that year by a person using an AR-15. But you don't care. You never did.
This is going to members of Congress.
It's been 6 years and you've done nothing. Not a thing to stop all the shootings that have continued to happen since. The thing is, I died that day in Parkland. My body was destroyed by a weapon of war. I'm back today because my parents used AI to recreate my voice to call you. Other victims like me will be calling too, again and again, to demand action. How many calls will it take for you to care? How many dead voices will you hear before you finally listen? Every day your inaction creates more voices. If you fail to act now, we'll find someone who will.
There you go. So that is Joaquin Oliver, or was. He's been dead for 6 years and one day now. And so, you know, at the same time that that was going on, that was being released, we had this another gun massacre, this time in Kansas City at the festival, the rally, the parade, the celebration of the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. And in fact, the state's gun-loving governor, Mike Parson, was apparently seen running scared from the site of the shooting, according to witnesses. We are literally the only country in the world that is experiencing this kind of a gun crisis. Half the guns in civilians' hands in the entire world are here in the United States. So, you know, it shouldn't surprise anybody that the leading cause of death among children in America is bullets. And a week prior to that, and I spoke about this on the program, a few days ago, the Hawaiian Supreme Court rejected the Heller decision and the subsequent decisions, Bruin and the Rifle Club, the New York Rifle Club decision, the one that Clarence Thomas wrote. All of the justices unanimously, I believe there's four, all of the justices on the Hawaii Supreme Court, maybe it's five, all of them unanimously said Heller was BS. You know, Scalia went, it just literally made stuff up in the Heller decision about the opinions of the founders. It's very clear that the Second Amendment was written into the Bill of Rights to protect the slave patrols in the South and to satisfy Thomas Jefferson's fear that a standing army during time of peace might lead to an insurrection, might lead to a military coup in this country. It happened all around the world, all the way back to ancient Greece. So the justices in the Hawaiian Supreme Court, they said, quote, the opinion by the five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, they ruled, quote, distorts and cherry-picks historical evidence, shrinks, alters, and discards historical facts that don't fit. Time traveling to 1791 or 1868 to collar how a state regulates lethal weapons is a dangerous way to look at the federal Constitution. And they're absolutely right. I mean, they point out that, Scalia and his four compatriots, his four Republican compatriots in the Supreme Court, by the way, all three of these decisions, that have happened in 2008, 2010, I think it is, and 2022. No, well, I'm not certain when the middle one was, but all three of these decisions were not a single Democratic appointee on the Supreme Court ruled in favor of any of those decisions. They were all 5-4 or 6-3 decisions. All entire 100% Republicans on the court. We've got a serious Republican problem here in America right now. And you go back to the Heller decision. I went back and reread the Heller decision. And I reread actually the dissents by the dissent by Justice Stevens was the most outspoken. He said the centerpiece of the court's textual argument is its insistence that the words "the people" used in the Second Amendment has the same meaning and protects the same individuals as in the First and Fourth Amendments. Now, in the First Amendment, the right of the people to peaceably assemble, the right of the people to have free speech, is universal. You know, whether you're a criminal, whether you're whatever, it doesn't matter. Fourth Amendment, same thing, your right to be protected from an unreasonable search. But the Second Amendment, I mean, even Scalia says criminals can't have guns. So the Second Amendment isn't about the people. I mean, you know, it's just like as Justice Stevens pointed out. So, and then he goes on from there, basically taking it apart. But the bottom line is, this is a big deal. And I'm just astonished that the national press didn't go nuts. Now, you know, there's all this sturm and drang, particularly on MSNBC, about guns and gun death and stuff. And here the Hawaiian Supreme Court comes out and does something about it. And our media just goes, what's going on with Trump? So I wanted to flag that for you, I find it fascinating. I think it's, I sense a sea change. I think that America is beginning to, I think we're over it. I think we're fed up with our children dying, with our individual, adults not being able to go to supermarkets or church or synagogue or just walk down the damn street without being shot. We're over it. We need to overturn these decisions.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And in the meantime, if we don't just overturn the decisions, at the very least, we need to reverse the Lawful Commerce and Arms Act that gave complete immunity to gun manufacturers.
Broadcasting the Devil's Advocate with Tom and Cruz. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Man Radio, 92.7. WMDX.
February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. You get a free 1-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeats.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at tomlovesbeats.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History Story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, we knew they'd love it. After all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. I mean, what's not to love, right? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier our dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was they went from having a few extra pounds to being more fit. They had more sparkle in their eyes. Their coats were shinier. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives. How it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so you don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. So Donald Trump is going nuts right now. There's a new ad out from the Lincoln Project, and it's making him crazy. In fact, he was muttering about it on his social media yesterday. Here's the ad. It's just...
Joe Biden is ready to protect America's southern border, crack down on illegal crossings, set tough but fair new standards, build up Border Patrol, adding thousands of new agents, stop the flow of fentanyl, child sex traffickers, and even terrorists. There's only one problem.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has ordered Republicans to block the toughest immigration bill in decades. For all their tough talk, their solution is to do nothing, because Donald Trump needs chaos to win.
He'd rather weaponize this issue than actually solve it.
If he wins, he'll do nothing, just like last time. His wall, a joke. Donald Trump doesn't care if your family's safety or the lives of law enforcement officers are in the balance. He's on the side of the cartels, coyotes, and child traffickers. There's only one candidate who will do something about our border, and it was never Donald Trump. Joe Biden.
Yeah, there you go. And yes, we clipped the... No, actually, that was not even a campaign ad. So last time I played, you know, when the brand new Joe Biden ad came out, I played it because it was the first campaign ad of the season. I mean, everybody was playing it, but I included the little clip at the end that said, I'm Joe Biden and I approve this message. And somebody got very upset about it. So anyhow, but this was not that. This was not a campaign ad. In any case, this is going to really essentially work for the Democrats, I believe, that they said, okay, you know, we'll do what you say. And, you know, in fact, you know, Nicholas and I, you know, our moderator in our chat room, he was very upset when I first proposed that Democrats should go along with Republicans on this because, you know, A, it would blow up in the Republicans' face and you know, it would just be good politics, frankly. And B, it probably would not be put into policy or put into law. And here we are. It's not put into law. And it is blowing up in their face. So, and in fact, that's what Tom Suozzi did in New York. And that's, you know, one of the, I think, more underreported stories of that New York 3rd District, 3rd Congressional District election, was that Suozzi's ads were essentially like this ad you just heard from the Lincoln Project. He was basically saying, you know, yeah, I want to make the border safe, too. Not seal it 100%, but make sure that the people who are coming in are actual refugees as opposed to just people looking for a job or a better life, as much as you can understand that. That those folks who are just looking for a job or a better life need to go through the normal immigration process. See, we accept those people, too, you know, a couple hundred thousand of them every year. But, you know, there's a process for that, as opposed to just showing up at the border and saying, I need asylum because my life is at risk. So, bottom line, Suozzi was, say, you know, ran a campaign in New York, and I'm telling you, this is going to be rolling along this fall. Suozzi ran this campaign saying, you know, yeah, I'm in favor of signing this bill, and my opponent, my Republican opponent, is opposed to it because she's doing what Donald Trump said to do. And now Trump is attacking her, even though she was, you know, sucking up to Trump. But this. Now, the one way that the Republicans could get around this is for Mike Johnson to bring the bill to the floor and actually pass it, because it will pass if it's brought to the floor in the House of Representatives. And so Mike Johnson, yesterday or the day before, was going, well, you know, I don't want to bring it to the floor, but maybe I will if Joe Biden will invite me to the White House. And Biden in the White House yesterday said to Mike Johnson, no, you're negotiating with yourself. You said you wanted this. The Senate gave it to you, and now you're saying you don't want it. I'm not going to negotiate with you. You don't know what you want. And that makes perfect sense, right? And so here's Mike Johnson again, you know, these Republicans with egg on their face. So what say you? What's on your mind today? I'll pick up your calls right after the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your calls. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose, from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden will visit East Palestine, Ohio tomorrow, a year after a Norfolk Southern train derailed, spilling toxins and forcing hundreds from their homes. Chris Hunsicker, the railroad's Northern Regional Manager for Environmental Operations and Incident Commander.
The majority of the soil removal work, you know, cleaning up the track work, removal of that soil, that's all been done for a few months now. We wrapped that up at the end of October.
Says the railroad will be there until the job is completely done. Deputy Border Patrol Chief Joel Martinez is on administrative leave over reports of misconduct. Fulton County, Georgia DA Fonnie Willis pushed back on what she calls lies about a romantic relationship with a lawyer she hired to investigate Donald Trump's alleged election interference in 2020. Trump's hush money trial will begin with jury selection on March 25th. Stocks closed higher today. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Assembly approved a constitutional amendment Thursday to ban state agencies from using race, sex, ethnicity, or other factors in their hiring decisions. It's the latest move from Republicans to fight against diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in state government. It will need to be approved by the legislature again next year and approved by voters before becoming law. The worker shortage is affecting all aspects of life, including the mail. Low staffing is linked to delays in rural postal service. Bryce Shanklin is a mail carrier who says more people should consider working at the post office.
I'd never have to worry about being laid off. The other benefit is all the federal holidays, ones like President's Day. Most people don't get that off. And then your health benefit. I haven't seen better health insurance than what I have with the federal government.
Shanklin admits the labor shortage makes it hard to split overloaded routes, which leads to slow service. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Lows by daybreak should be near the 20-degree mark. We'll see increasing clouds overnight and a northwest wind. Plenty of clouds to start your Friday. Eventually, though, some breaks in those clouds in the afternoon. With highs in the upper 20s, we'll keep that northwest wind. It's 24 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. So the trial or hearing or whatever it is down in Georgia is on hold, and the one in New York has wrapped up. Trump is going to trial on March 25th. This is going to get interesting. All right, let's pick up your calls. What's on your mind today? Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas. I was just referencing you a few minutes ago. How are you?
You did. I hope I didn't come down overly hard on you. I was so upset by the idea.
I welcome criticism. I have a fairly thick skin. So.
It wasn't really a criticism. It was just wanting you to rethink it. And subsequently, you did say you had rethought it a bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm talking about something this morning that is probably off topic, but it's off topic. But it's really about us keeping our close eyes on the great status quo, the power structure that is attempting to suppress basically people that are not part of that power structure. You might remember I'm the person who suggested that you might want to watch the great documentary El Dorado
on Netflix. Yeah, Louise and I did watch it. It was a mind-boggling. Yeah. It's a brilliant movie. Anybody who's not seen it, go to Netflix and watch El Dorado. It's really worth your time.
One word, El Dorado. Yeah, you commented on it at length the very next day. I was pleased you had taken the time to take my suggestion up. And here's another one for you. And this is going to sound a bit strange. I don't follow fashion at all, but for some reason I clicked onto an article in today's New York Times about the fashion designer Willy Chavarria, C-H-A-V-A-R-R-I-A, Chavarria, Willy Chavarria. If you go to YouTube, it's already up. There's a 13-minute video called Safe from Harm, and it's about, primarily it's about the young black community, trans community, queer people of all shades and colors, well, not so many colors, and how the harm that's being inflicted on them by the outside society, as all they're trying to do is live their own lives peacefully.
Yeah.
His fashions are quite amazing, by the way. But the little film, Safe from Harm, is not about fashion, although it shows up in it. It's nothing to pay much attention to, I think. But the movie is it's the little video, 13 minutes. It's very powerful. And oddly, if you pull it up on YouTube, which is, I think, the only place you can get it now, I'm trying to go fast here, it should follow up automatically, believe it or not, with an 18-minute show of a runway clothing show he did. Don't just click it off because you have no interest in the clothing. I didn't either. I thought, well, after listening to those 13 minutes, I better listen to this. My God, in the middle of it, when he's talking over this fashion show, this runway show he's having, which is very short, over it is this voiceover in a very powerful, booming voice. Now, I don't want to drop the B word because I don't like it, but the voice says, "Look in the mirror, B." Look, and he repeats it three times with pauses. It's very powerful. He's not referring to women. It's not a sexist kind. He's referring to the men who are trying to suppress the queer community and doing it so effectively. The one thing, of course, they're afraid of is change.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans, they're not up to it. They're not capable of accepting change for what it is and allowing other people to live their lives. We got to be very careful about all this stuff.
Yeah.
So take this suggestion to heart. Willy Chavarria, you need to put it in. If you just put in Safe from Harm, too much stuff will come up. Willy Chavarria.
Okay, I'll do it, Nicholas. I really think that we're at a moment that's very similar to the mid-1960s, and I think anybody who was alive, anybody who was a teenager back then would probably agree with me that there was all this social ferment. I mean, you know, the birth control pill was legalized in 61, the women's movement had just gotten kicked off, the civil rights movement was hitting its absolute peak of power. The anti-war movement was in the streets, people getting killed at Kent State. All that kind of stuff, and I really think that the pandemic, George Floyd, Donald Trump, the Dobbs decision, all of this stuff happening right now, and back in the '60s, the response to that was the Reagan Revolution. That was what Russell Kirk wanted when he wrote his book, The Conservative Mind, in 1951. He predicted the 60s and said, when happens, you've got to cut the middle class down to size, because at that time, two-thirds of us were in the middle class. Now it's 43% of us. You got to cut the middle class down to size, or these women are going to lose sight of their proper role in society. These minorities are going to, start demanding rights, et cetera, et cetera. And basically, I think we're looking at the exact same dynamic right now. As you said, they're afraid of change.
Well, but I would make one addition. It's not just the mid-60s. It's the early 30s in Berlin.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. That was another period significant social change.
It's us dangerous homosexuals.
Like, well, that's what there you go. And that's what that movie El Dorado is all about. I mean, it's an absolutely brilliant movie. Nicholas, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. And thanks for sharing that. I will try to check it out.
Yeah.
Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Well, bear with me on this, Tom.
Yeah.
When I was in Vietnam, I told you I was Special Forces, and in a firefight, some of the really gung-ho, I want to kill soldiers, not all of you, a few of them, they would, their buddies would get their head blown off, and they would just totally break down completely, and had to bring them back. What I'm getting at is, I know it's gross, but I think the only way people are going to realize how ugly and severe this whole shooting, random shootings are, they need to start showing the victims.
I agree.
On TV, I mean, bloody, God, it's awful, I don't know if the FCC would allow it.
They would.
Put up a big disclaimer.
Yeah.
Put up a big disclaimer, have children, don't watch this. But I don't think people are going to be rocked to the soul until they have to look at something like that and realize it's real.
That's what happened in 96 in Australia when there was this slaughter in a restaurant or in a shopping area near a restaurant, a number of people sitting outside eating who got killed with a semi-automatic weapon in Tasmania, the island south of Australia, is part of Australia. And the pictures made the press. And within months, Australia had basically put into place one of the world's best gun control laws. And they had had a whole series of mass shootings prior to that. And they've only had one in all the years since then.
Yeah, well, I've talked to different people about, what do you think about these mass shootings? Oh, it's terrible, it's horrible, but they don't do anything about it. I said, well, call your representative and, try and do something to stop this, the gun control.
Yeah.
I think they need to be shocked into reality.
I agree.
Reality.
And, the Parkland kids had this hashtag. In fact, they had little stickers made to put on your driver's license that was hashtag show my picture. Which was, if I'm killed in a mass shooting, I want my picture to be shown, as gory as it may be. And I completely agree with that. I've written a couple of op-eds promoting that idea. People sometimes object. They, I don't want to see it. That's fine. Don't look. But I completely agree with you, Tom. I completely agree with you.
Well, most people, they think, they see it on the movies, they die a general death. No, it's cruel. It's brutal.
Yeah, well, you've been in combat. You know what it looks like when somebody gets shot, and it's not the way it is on TV. Typically.
No. I've had a couple soldiers die in my arms, and it wasn't anything pleasant to watch.
No, people flop around. They cry. They spit. They scream. It's just, it's terrible stuff. Tom, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. I completely agree. Everything else okay with you? Some guys burned down your shed. Did you find out who they were?
Yeah, we're pretty sure. Like I said, it's being investigated now. Whatever happens,
I get it.
I'm not going to
You're a tough
do
guy.
Any recourse against them. Yeah. But they'll catch it.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck, Tom, and thanks for the call. Hills in Goleta, California. Hey, Hills, thanks for listening to KFBK. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thank you. Good morning. You just touched on it. I was going to ask you, what was the history of how did Australia pull off their really successful gun laws? And I was going to ask, was it that something that happened in Tasmania?
But yeah, it was the slaughter in Tasmania, and the fact that the pictures got out into the public, the pictures of the bodies, because it was such a public shooting, and they couldn't suppress them. And they then launched a gun buyback program. Now, keep in mind, this is a country of what 20 or 30 million people, so It's a country about, you know, with a population about the size of California. But they launched a gun buyback program, and in the first couple of weeks, over 800,000 or 900,000 guns were turned in. I mean, it just they cleaned up the country.
And you guys mentioned the photos that Tom just now. That is so important. And Emmett Till's mom.
Yep. She said, "Show my son. Show how badly he was beaten." And when he was murdered by those white racists, and it got published in Jet magazine, and that animated, you know, a whole new cycle in the civil rights movement. I think it had Mrs. Till not made that decision, that we might not have even gotten the 1965 64 Civil Rights Act.
In Uvalde, they talked about it a little bit.
Say that again.
Uvalde.
Oh, Uvalde, yeah, similar. Hills, thanks for the call. Good topic. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, hanging out at the farmer's market, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4255. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air 11 to noon
on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX 1580 AM.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, for us, this has been a real game changer. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy to enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. And use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Billy in Austin, Texas. Hey, Billy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, guys. Well, the Oedipus complex. Next thing you know, you'll be accusing Trump of wanting to sleep with his mother. You know, I mean, it's.
I think Trump's mother is dead.
Well, you brought up Oedipus.
I did?
Yes, you did. When at the beginning of your show, you were talking about Oedipus.
I was? Oh, well, that might have been one of the books we read during the breaks. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't think so. I thought this was something you did, Adam.
No, but that's fine. You want to talk about Oedipus, it's fine with me, Billy. What's your point here? Where are we going with this?
Well, I heard you talk about the bill that the Republicans voted down.
The border bill.
Which the guys are saying that we asked for this bill. That bill would have done nothing but make legal what is already illegal and given the Biden administration even more license to flood our market with more illegal aliens, just making them legal. That's all that bill would have done.
That is very much not the case, Billy. I encourage you to actually read the bill. It would have hired several thousand new ICE agents. It would have hired several thousand new Border Patrol agents. It would have spent billions of dollars tightening up the wall and improving security, including a lot of fancy new electronic stuff. It would have limited the time that a person coming into the United States can be held as, you know, in detention from right now, I think it's 2 years, down to 30 or 60 days. And if they are not adjudicated at that point, they have to be deported. Biden has deported more people so far than Trump did and caught more people and stopped them from entering the United States than Trump did. Of course, you know, Republicans are running around going, the border's wide open, so of course that brings people in. But to the best of my knowledge, this bill, I mean, there's a lot of Democrats very uncomfortable with this bill because it is, you know, it's pretty ferocious. It says, you know, if more than 5,000 people show up at the border on any given day, you just shut everything down. I mean, it's pretty substantial.
The proof is in the pudding, Tom.
No, the proof is in the legislation. And by the way, the Republicans didn't vote it down. They have not yet voted on it. Mike Johnson is holding it right now. He's refusing to bring it to the floor because he knows that probably a third, maybe a half of the Republicans in the House and all of the Democrats will vote for it.
And you're going to demagogue that, too, when they vote it down.
Absolutely. If there's some political advantage to be derived from the Republicans shooting themselves in the foot, you know, I'd be crazy not to take advantage of it. So with the Democratic Party bill.
5,000 is it 10,000?
I don't know why you object to that.
How many people are they going to let in every day before they close the border?
Well, the border's closed right now. What's happening is people are breaking the closed border.
It's not closed. You know it's not closed.
Well, it's closed as well as they can do it with the resources that they have right now. That's why they're trying to get, all these billions of dollars to the southern border to actually seal it up.
Why weren't there these kind of people coming in when Trump was president?
They were. Millions of people came in. Yeah, they absolutely did, Billy. Trump was going on TV saying we stopped them, but he didn't. He was lying to you. Go back and look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. You had lots and lots of... I don't have them in front of me, but there were hundreds of thousands. Perhaps I shouldn't name numbers because I don't have them right off the top of my head. But Trump did not stop. He did not seal the border. He did not stop the inflow of migrants. He cut it down quite a bit in 2020, with Title 42, was it? But with the public health emergency because of COVID, that stopped a lot of activity. But most of the activity that stopped was, processing people. People were still sneaking across the border in places where they could.
Tom, you're the king of sophistry.
You can call me that, Billy. Billy, I'm going to move along. Thanks a lot for the call. Sherry in Lowell, Wisconsin. Hey, Sherry, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I'm worried about Trump sending these messages to his cult members in the Congress that he wants the economy to crash next year or this year before he takes office.
Right, and you know how they're going to do it. Nobody's talking about this right now, but in 3 weeks or maybe 4 weeks, the funding for the government ends. And if Mike Johnson can shut down the government, he's going to cause a recession, which is exactly what Trump wants. So I guarantee you that's coming.
That's what I was saying, that nobody seems to be reporting on that.
Yeah, well, because the media has a short attention span, and they, what's the shiny object that's dangling in front of them today? Well, right now, it's Fonnie Willis. But I'm with you. I fully expect major sabotage against the American economy from the Republicans in Congress. And I think, it has worked to their advantage in the past. I'm not sure it will this time. I think the American public is figuring out that these guys are just playing political games with our lives, refusing to pass the border bill, refusing to do anything about guns, trying to dial up, draconian abortion restrictions, going after the queer community, as Nicholas was saying, just because they want to live their lives. The GOP is just, I think they're in big trouble.
Yep.
And I just this Newt Gingrich strategy that, by the way, the first time Newt shut down the government, you know why he did it? It was because Bill Clinton made him fly in the back of Air Force One, and he was upset that he didn't get the respect that he thought he was entitled to. So he refused to keep the government open. I mean, that's how pathetic and petty these people are. Sherry, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back on the other side of the hour with Phil Itner.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it is for a lot of people. So clear out your medicine cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. I've tried it. It's great stuff. It works wonderfully. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% including me, said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM.
There's nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX.
Tune in Friday, Devil's Advocates. We air the grievances and we bring you the verdict in the Trump fraud trial. A massive verdict, I suspect. 4 to 6.
The Todd Allbutt Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbutt Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A year since the Norfolk Southern freight train derailment in